Hi, it's Chip and Spud here, and
yeah.
We're at an amazing place in North Wales, near Abergele.
We are.
We're at Gwyllyc Castle, and this is where they have recently filmed I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Get me out of here!
Yeah, and we're with one of the staff that is working at the castle, and hi there, how are you?
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter. And what do you do here at Gwyllyc Castle?
I've been here about 4 years, just over 4 years now. A volunteer in the gardens, general maintenance, and also help out in the visitor centre.
Yeah, and you really enjoy the work?
Really enjoy the work, and I love the views as well, and obviously meeting loads of nice people that come here visiting.
Yeah.
What was it like when I'm a Celebrity was doing the filming here?
Right, during I'm a Celebrity filming, we weren't allowed on site for the 3 weeks of filming. So
yeah.
Leading up to, especially the first year because of the pandemic, it was a very closed environment, so we weren't allowed near the castle side of it. But we got to know a lot of the people working on the programme leading up to and after, because they had the big village down the road in Manor Farm. So
yeah.
It was quite a big environment of people supporting the production team.
So with the I'm a Celebrity show being placed here for the last 2 years, it may well go back to Australia this year, but I can see from the work that's being done here, it's what a massive effect that show has had. And, you know, the investment and the work that's going on here to help renovate various areas of the castle.
Yeah, it's brought the work forward a number of years because obviously they had to do a major survey of the castle before they could do any filming to make sure the structure was safe before filming. And obviously it's brought in visitors who want to visit where Ant and Dec have been, take their pictures and the normal thing. So during the summer last year, for example, we're getting over 2,000 visitors a day. So that's obviously a big boost for the castle to get that many people through the doors to enjoy this beautiful space.
Well, it's been really interesting talking to you, Peter, and just get a little bit of an insight into, you know, somebody that's actually working here and what a beautiful, stunning place to work. So thank you so much for your interview.
So what part of the castles are they doing up?
We're currently in the process of repairing one of the back walls. We've just repointed the coach house. We're obviously in the process of wanting to get a roof on the main building, because if we can get that weatherproofed, we can then build up from the bottom and really take off then. As you can see today, we're just putting the electricity into the castle, and the next big thing we need is to get water.
You've also like your rugby.
Yes, I like the rugby. I'm director of Shot and Steel Rugby Club, which is in Deeside, just this side of Chester. Not played rugby myself, but I've been involved with the rugby club over 20 years now. So it's that's like a big family.
And do you like Wrexham as well?
Yes, Wrexham. I go back to the old days, to the 70s, when I used to watch them week in, week out. Still my favourite team. I obviously support Liverpool as well, but Wrexham is my local team.
What's the best Wrexham game you've been to?
Against Arsenal in the Cup when they beat them, in the FA Cup going back all them years.
Yeah.
So that was an amazing atmosphere in a full ground.
And you reckon Wales can win the World Cup this year?
I don't think they can win it, but I think they can maybe qualify to the next round is their biggest achievement, I think.
I reckon they'll win it.
We always think England's going to win it, don't we?
He's a big Wales fan.
Are you a big Wales fan?
Yeah,
right,
I
okay.
Like Wales.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks very much,
yeah.
And hope you enjoy your rest of your trip to North Wales.
Thanks,
Thank
Pete.
You.
Thank you.
Cheers.